Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
The best gift guide for anyone who is addicted to iOS.
I've raided my junk drawer for all the best iOS gifts, plus a little brain training.
And a set of stickers for iMessage that will help kids express their true feelings.
It's iOS Today time. iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully, so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And by Tracker, a coin-sized tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com/iOS today to save 20% off any order. Holy McGillicuddy, we jammed this table full of goodies.
We sure did.
We need a Gelman here to tell me not to bring all this stuff or take this stuff off. But I thought everybody who's watching this show, including old Jingle Bells over here, might want some ideas for gifts for iOS folk.
I agree. I mean, you know, you have to buy a lot. There's a lot to dig through. We might as well get our advice. I thought we would start with your gift guide because we both organized ours in a way that made sense to us. And
you went by price.
Mm-hmm.
I went by category.
Right.
And you know what I left out?
Your Apple Watch bands?
Yeah, I forgot. I have Apple. Okay, so I'm going to just tell you without showing you. Apple Watch bands, and don't necessarily get them from Apple. This is actually a lovely leather band. That was about a tenth the price of the Apple leather bands, the classic buckle. Actually, this isn't a magnetic buckle. Can you show the... yeah, there you go. This isn't a classic. It's a regular watch band. But because Apple didn't patent the attachment, you can get some very nice bands for a lot less than Apple charges. Apple starts, I think, at $50, mm-hmm. even for its Velcro. I'm sorry, hook and loop bands. But this is a nice leather band that cost me $20 on Amazon. You got to be careful. Not all the quality is great, but you've bought some nonsense.
I have,
bands.
Yeah. I don't.
You have a hook and loop.
I have
yours.
The hook and loop right now, and I love it. And I mean, I have a lot of the cheap ones from Amazon as well. But I say for my regular ones, this or the Floralstomach.
I love that one.
This is my favorite. So what you're going to wear regularly? Because the leather ones. That if they're not real leather, they might, you know, not last that long. I'm always afraid I'm going to jump in the shower with them. Southern Straps is a company that I like a lot, and they are having Black Friday deals. So if you're watching this the week that it came out.
You can get inexpensive straps.
Check out Southern Straps for
that's
some
a good gift.
Straps.
Somebody
I
has
think
a,
it is.
Has an Apple Watch. If you have an Apple TV, don't eschew the idea of getting a gaming controller. The Steel Series is what we recommend. I have it here somewhere, but I can't find it. Let me start over on this side and talk about microphones. I'm going to do microphones, camera gadgets, charging gadgets, cases, and then cabling and little inexpensive stocking stuffers because a lot of this stuff is not inexpensive. We'll start with the Shure line of Motiv microphones. These are microphones designed to work with iPad. In fact, you'll see this is, I love this one. The model MV51 looks like a kind of an old harmonica mic or a jazz mic. And it sounds good. And it's got a cable with a lightning cable. You can also connect it to any other computer. It comes with a number of cables. So it will work with any USB computer as well. What's nice about the Motiv microphones is when you attach them to your iPad, I'll show it right here, and launch the Motiv software. The software will record, but it will also let you set parameters on the microphone. So, for instance, in the biz, we call it the, so you can see the microphones. Show my screen, will you, Kevin? There you go. So you can see the microphones working, and I can set the levels here. But I can also set how the microphone behaves. Voice, they have some presets for voice, music, flat, instrument, direct recording instruments, and I'm not sure what that is, speaker, it says. But what it'll change is the pattern of the microphone, the equalizer. I know my hat. I need a brim out of the way. My the equalizer you can use, and it's got a pretty good equalizer. It's got a limiter, which means you can't talk too loud, and a compressor, which means you can't talk too quietly. I think these are pretty nice features. You can record directly onto the device, and it's a better microphone than the built-in microphone. They range in price. This is the MV51. This is the MV88, which I really like. Yeah, it's $150 for the MV51. I carry this around because it's very compact, and this will work on the iPhone as well. Here, we'll show you. What it does is, if you're going to shoot movies, for instance, on the iPhone, this will give you a good iPhone microphone. It has two capsules, so it does it in stereo, and you can decide if you want to have it face this way, or you can turn it around and have it face the other way. So you can have it go in any direction. If you're shooting a movie, you probably want to have it pointing in the camera direction like that, right? And this wind screen is nice because it keeps the wind sound out. So this is really great for making pretty high quality movies. We got a great video camera in here. It's really nice to also have a great microphone. So there's a whole series of these. They're the Motiv, M-O-T-I-V series. And, that one, I love it, $129 for the MV88, but that's only for iOS because it has a hard-wired lightning cable in it.
But anyone on your list who's ever said, like, I should start a podcast,
perfect,
or I might want to be a journalist, yeah, or, you know, anyone, that is a really good mic for anyone who thinks they want to tell their story with their iPhone.
And relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
And you don't need a special interface. It just goes right into the iOS device. If the person wants to do podcasting, the iPad is good. But if you want to do, like, vlogs or news gathering, you could do it on your iPhone. Now, I'll show you another microphone that you can use with the iPhone. This is kind of wild. We had them in on the new screensavers. This guy used to be an engineer at AKG, the headphone and microphone company, and he took his knowledge and then some great industrial design to make the MicMe. Now, this is really expensive, but it's wireless. And notice it has a quarter 20 slot on it, so you can put that on a tripod, or you can hold it like this, pair it to your phone. It uses Bluetooth. And then you can hold it and walk away from your iPhone. But because it's wireless, the microphone stays clear. So that's really good for if somebody wants to do, you know what they call in the news business, a stand-up. Here, show my shot, if you would, Kevin. So I'm going to do a stand-up. I'm standing here in front of Macy's where Santa Claus is about to arrive. And you can do that. But the camera can go and move around and stuff like that. But you'll always be on mic. But this is $4.99. It's very expensive. It is battery-powered, micro USB battery-powered, Bluetooth pairing. But they do something very special, which you need to do. If you think about it, Bluetooth cuts in and out. Sometimes quality isn't great. This is actually not sending the audio directly via Bluetooth. It's recording the audio locally and then, in effect, uploading it to the iPad or the iPhone via Bluetooth so you get perfect quality. 5-hour record time. The MicMe, and I don't know if when we talked to them, it was about to come out. I think it should be out by now. There it is.
Yeah, I think you can buy it
B&H
now.
B&H has it. Okay, good.
No, I think this is great if you have someone on your list who's a musician. They were thinking of making like a music video, like that. I think that is a great gift.
And you don't have to have your iPhone with it. It has its own built-in recording capability, so you can record locally and then upload it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They have their own. You have to use their own video app to record the video, and that's because it needs to sync. There you see, we are mentioned. MicMe is amazing, I said. Apparently. That was when they came out on the screensavers. All right, let's move over to cameras. It's kind of a related area because, after all, audio and video go together. I'll start with the least expensive thing, which would be the Grip-It. This is something Andy Anako recommended, and I really like it. This is a clamp that will go on any size phone, so you don't have to. It's not designed for any specific phone. It can go bigger or smaller. It also has a really handy Velcro strap, which means you can hand hold this as well. But mostly, what you're going to do is put this on a tripod and put your phone in it, and then it'll give you a very secure grip on it. This is the Grip-It, and this is not very expensive. Although it's machined aluminum, it's pretty nice. There are other companies like, I'll show you the Joby. They make their own kind of less fancy plastic grip vise thing. Both of these will screw onto a tripod. In this case, I'm using the Joby, and this is called the Grip Tight. Don't get confused. One, which is a really nice Joby stand. Joby's a sponsor, we should mention. But I bought this long before they were a sponsor. I've had every Joby ever. $35 for this, and I like it that it has magnetic feet. So it goes boom on any magnetic surface, but you can also bend the legs and give the camera any angle you want. When you add the little camera holder that works with any size camera, it's great. And notice the one I have, and this I recommend, has a Bluetooth dongle. You can slide it out. It's actually attached to it, so you never lose it. But that will pair to your phone and it lets you take selfies from a distance. That could be your remote control. You could put this somewhere, walk away from it, and take selfies. It's really nice to have something small and compact that you can carry with you for those kind of, you know, having a tripod makes a big difference in dark shots and so forth. Now, this is another way you could do it, of course. This is the selfie stick, and there's lots of different selfie sticks. This one actually came with my Yi Action Cam. It also has a Bluetooth. That's one thing you got to remember with selfie sticks. Your camera's way out there. You need some way to trigger it. Some of them plug into the sound jack and have a wire going up. I like the wireless. This one also has a nice locking mechanism. So when you unlock it, you could slide it out. And then once it's in the position that you want it to be, and it could be pretty far, you lock it back up again, and it's not going to slide in. And you put, give me a wide shot, Kevin. There you go. So you can, this would be great if you were going to film the show, right? And you put the camera in here. And you just like held it. I don't want to do that.
We should film the show that way. Then we wouldn't need all these rest see these cameras.
I wouldn't have to tell Kevin what to do. I could just point it like that, right? Isn't that cool? Selfie sticks come in all sorts of varieties. Some of them are as cheap as a $2 umbrella, you know, just kind of an extending metal thing. This is a little bit fancier, but there are a variety of manufacturers. I like the idea of locking. Look for one that has Bluetooth support. And because it locks like that, it's really compact. Yeah, there you go. That's the eCam selfie stick, $45 with the Bluetooth remote. A little pricey for a selfie stick. One more thing, two more things in the camera range. You're going to want lights. We've talked about the Loom Cube before. As with many of these devices, this is another Andy Inako recommendation. This is a little battery powered, and I've been charging it by a micro USB. It has a, if you unscrew the port, it's waterproof, by the way. You could take this and dive with it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it has a screw in. Cover for the USB
port. That makes sense.
And you can also, I won't do it, but you can also put in a tripod. And then it's a very bright light. And don't look at it here. I'm going to shine it this way. Yep. Actually, we may not have charged it enough. It had decharged. Yeah, there it is. Whoops. So it can do two things. This is the Loom Cube. One is a static light. So show a shot of Megan, and I'll show you what it looks like. So if you really
look at that. Look at that.
And you do, and it's nice to have it off
Clamor
off
shot.
Axis. Yeah. Now we're not set for that, but your camera will say, "Oh, I see." Yeah. How about that? Yeah. So it's a little blue. It's an LED, as you could see, but your camera will automatically adjust for that. You could turn the lights back on. That's not a good look.
There was one there that was perfect.
It's got three forms of brightness. This thing can get. Go ahead and give the wide, because this is, I don't want to blind you. This can get very, very bright. It also has a flash mode, so you pair it with your phone, and it'll do an intermittent one. So if you don't want to blind your model, it's like a flash.
Don't blind me.
It's like a flash cube for your camera phone. Isn't that cool? And this is light and easy to carry around. Not inexpensive. I think it's about $100. Is that right, Kevin? Oh, no, only $80.
What I love about all of these gifts is if someone is really inspired, if they have a passion, if they want to create content, these are good little gifts to add so it's not so expensive for them to get started on their own.
And it's inspiring, and you already have a great camera. That's the point. If you have an iPhone, you have such a good camera. It's nice to have these little accessories instead of going out and buying a separate camera. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not inexpensive. This is expensive. It comes from the DJI folks who do the Phantom quadcopter. This is called the DJI Osmo, and it's the same technology that they use in their quadcopter. I have it on a stand, which is actually very handy. That's an additional cost. But it's the same idea as the gimbal in their quadcopter, but it's designed to hold a camera phone. Now, a gimbal, the idea of a gimbal is it uses, you got to put it in and then screw down the clamps. It uses, it's active. It's got, I'm going to turn on the power, so you have to charge this up. And then watch that. Look at that. It's active. So if you give me the wide so I can, so one of the things you can do is you see, as I'm, if I were running, it would actively stabilize it. You also have controls to turn it. So you can pan, you can tilt. It has all of those controls. It also has buttons on the one side for video and single shot. And the trigger is really cool. So what I'm going to do is get you in the shot here, like this. And then I'm going to press the trigger, and that's going to lock you in. So as I move, it stays stable on you. That's kind of an amazing gimbal feature. So you'd use that if you were running. Let's say you're running and I'm following you. I can run along behind you and get a very stable shot. Now, this is not cheap. This is expensive. This is kind of a more advanced kind of video stabilization, the Osmo from DJI. But I have to say, very, very cool. And you do have to charge it. It'll go several hours on a single charge. How much is that, Kevin? I think it's like $400, $500. Yeah, $539. It's not cheap. And then there's additional if you want the stand and things like that. The stand is handy because you can keep it around on your desk and be ready to use it. So that's our camera gear. Well, I'll do one more. Should I do one more?
One more thing.
One more. I got so many things. This is the DXO-1. This is, okay, so now you have a great camera on your iPhone.
Yes, you do.
This is an even better camera. One of the problems all camera phones suffer from is the Ring video doorbell ringing in the middle of your show. No, one thing all camera phones suffer from is you can't put a big sensor in there, right? You have to use a small sensor because, well, you don't have room. So this is a one-inch sensor, much more like a kind of professional point-and-shoot that you connect. And I love this. Watch. There's the slider protects the lens. And if you slide it one more step, you're going to see the lightning jack pops out. And now I can connect it, I love this, to my phone. You can tilt it so you can get whatever shot you want. Actually, let me connect it. You can also do selfies, so you can connect it either way to the lightning port. And now using the DxO software, you've got a very nice one-inch sensor camera attached to your iPhone. So all the benefits of the iPhone's internet connection, the software you can use to modify pictures, you know, instant posting to Instagram, but a one-inch high-quality sensor. This is from the same people who do the DxO Mark camera phone ratings. This is their product, the DxO-1. Again, I took a page from you. I went up in price. This is $500, but it does improve the quality of your photos. I have to say, I don't use it that often because, frankly, the iPhone, especially the newer iPhones, the 8 and the 10, cameras are so good. I rarely feel the need. But you were talking about your daughter's soccer game where it was at night and the lights. And this is where a one-inch sensor is going to do a better job than the tiny sensor in low-light situations, things like that.
So I'll borrow that for the
It will
next
also
game.
Shoot video. That's the DxO.
So did you bring that on vacation? Like, are some of your vacation photos taken with that?
Well, I did bring it on vacation along with all my other cameras. And I tell you, some of the best photos I've taken are just taken straight out of the iPhone. They're pretty darn good. One thing your iPhone needs to do, though, is stay charged. And we've got a number of chargers for your iPhone here. And your Apple Watch, as it turns out, as well. I've recommended this, but I've never shown it. I've recommended this so many times. If you have an iPhone 8 or an iPhone 10, you can do wireless Qi charging. This is my favorite Qi charger, just $30 from the folks at Tilt, T-Y-L-T. This is their VU umlaut. And what I like about it, it's an easel charger. And this is what I recommend if you're getting it. Don't get the pad. I know Apple's going to sell a pad charger next year. Get a easel charger. Show that on the desk, if you would. No, well, yeah, there you go. Because this is so natural, just when you're going to bed, you just put it in there. And it's pretty hard to not have it charge. It doesn't slide out because gravity's keeping it in place. Plus, you can look at it, so it would be great for your desk. This is my favorite wireless charger. It's the one I use all the time. Now, here's a wired charger Apple sells, and this is handy, too. This has always made me nervous. This is Apple's iPhone stand charger. The reason it makes me nervous is the only thing holding the iPhone up is the lightning cable. But this would be another good one for your desktop, but it does require being, well, I guess, connected. It's so easy. It's not much harder than doing a wireless charge. And it also stands up so you can see it. One of the advantages the View has is you could put your phone in landscape mode. The View has three coils, so almost any positioning of the phone will work to charge it. And that's kind of what you're looking for, a lightning charger. So either the View or the this one, I think Apple's is $50, maybe a little more. Apple sometimes, it's machined aluminum, so you know it's probably $70 or $80. But I really think that's a beautiful charger. It connects to your lightning
cable. That one also has an auxiliary cable for your headphones.
Oh, I should mention that. So this is great for people late night. You know, you charge and you listen. That's a very good point. So you might keep headphones plugged into this at your desk or your bedside table. And then you can plug in your phone.
How about I just jingle whenever I have a point to
jingle.
Make?
Jingle. The problem with the View wireless charger that is exclusive to the View is that because of where it's sitting, it's your lightning cable's covered, although you could put it in sideways and then you'd get access to your lightning cable. So you, I guess you could charge and listen at the same time with the View. Here's my favorite Apple Watch charger. And this is very inexpensive because it's just molded rubber, but I just love it.
It's so cute.
Isn't that great? It's from Elago, E-L-A-G-O, another Andy Yanako recommendation. And the reason is it turns your Apple Watch into a little tiny Macintosh. And of course, the nightstand mode of the watch turns it into a Macintosh clock. And it looks just like a Mac, a classic Mac. It's just really a great charger. The other advantage it has, unlike the puck that the Apple Watch comes with, the watch isn't going to fall out. Mm-hmm. It's really in there. So I've never had a problem with the Apple Watch, you know, not being quite on the magnetic charger and not quite charging. It always is in there, sure. It doesn't come with a charger, so you will actually put your Apple Watch magnetic charger in there. You see it's inset in there. And the wire comes out the back. Very easy to do. And that's inexpensive. That's under $30.
Good stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Now, of course, and I'm not going to recommend any particular brand. This is an Aukey. I recommend Anker as well. Having a external battery charger is always great. You're going to want one, ideally, that can contain a lot of juice. This is 10,000 milliamp hours. They have them now a little bit bigger with 20, even 25,000 milliamp hours. The Apple Watch is under 3,000. So this should charge, the iPhone, three times. There are some with multiple USB ports. Notice it uses micro USB in. That's kind of funky. So this is an older one, but I just wanted to bring it as an example. I carry that in my briefcase all the time. You never know when you're going to need a little extra juice. If Huck had had that on the plane, he would have been able to call mom the minute he arrived.
Right. It's just a little bit of, you know, when you send your kids out on their own, just to have a backup battery.
Just put it in their, backpack and they'll have it.
But make sure it's charged.
There are, as you have shown, and you have some cases as well, many, many kinds of cases. People ask me every time, when I get a new phone, I always go out and get a clear plastic case like this. This particular one is from Spigen, S-P-I-G-E-N. In the past, I've used them from Ringke, R-I-N-G-K-E. They're $10. Frankly, I think they provide as much protection as anything, any case that doesn't have a cover. That's the one thing that's not protected, of course, is the front. But dropping this on a corner it would be great. So as soon as I order a new phone of any kind, I always, and because they're rubber molded, they almost always have these right away. There's no fanciness in these cases. Order a Ringke. What kind do you have?
I have a Peel. Try that Peel on for
so
size.
So this is really thin, but see, I don't think it provides quite as much protection. So let me take off the thicker case, and the Peel is nice because it's barely a case, and it doesn't add in any way to the bulk of your phone, but for that reason, I think it probably provides more scratch protection than drop protection, right? Now, I always have this theory that I am going to one day, how do you get this off? I'm trapped.
You're trapped in
your Peel. Oh, God, help me get it off while I show these other cases. Okay. I keep thinking I'm going to want a wallet case. You know, why carry a wallet and a phone if you could have a wallet case? And there are a great many of them. This one's from Case Me. It's not expensive. They're about $40. I'll show you a couple of them. The idea is your phone's in there, but also your credit cards. This one has a zipper pouch for coins, which is handy, and even opens up and holds more credit cards, a driver's license, more money. This is really great. And a couple of things, if you're going to get a wallet case, I would look for. One is the ability to remove the phone from the wallet. So now this is just a regular wallet, like you'd put in your purse, and you could take the phone out, but the phone is held in there by a magnet, so it's pretty tough. That won't harm the phone. One negative, though, on these magnetic cases, you can't do wireless charging. That's going to block a wireless charging. All magnets, this is a magnetic clasp. I think this is a, you know, if you want to combine wallet and phone, I find them pretty bulky. So I always think, oh, this is going to be great. Load it up. And they go, yeah, I don't want to carry this. I can't carry it in my pocket. I'd have to. This is really more for a purse. But I know many women carry these kinds of, this is. And by the way, this is what they call PU leather.
Why do they call it that?
Because it's not leather.
Oh.
So you should be very careful when you see leather. They actually can sell plastic cases that say they're leather if it's, you know, like, I don't know what PU leather is, but I don't think it.
PU.
It ain't leather. This one is leather, and it's a lot more expensive. This is from Pad and Quill. We've talked about Pad and Quill before. And for $90, you know, you can get your name engraved on there. And this is a little simpler. But this is not held by a magnet. That's a pro and a con. It's got 3M sticky material. So you can, in theory, pry it out.
In theory,
pry it out and put it on your wireless charging stand. I haven't found that to be particularly easy to do. This has a nice leather interior instead of a cloth interior, and it's real leather, and you really can tell the difference. Pad and Quill makes very high-quality stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, $109.
Well, it's the other thing about pulling it out for charging. Like, I like to pull it out for using it. Like, this one seems nice because you can just...
It's very easy.
Yeah, because I don't like to use my phone like this.
Right. You
like,
don't want to hold that big thing, so you just pop it out.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Wait, it's supposed to magnetic?
Well, you don't have the case on it.
Oh.
So it comes here. Yeah. See, watch. Okay. Let me turn off my flashlight.
Oh, you have the case on it. I got it.
Yeah. I didn't leave it in there. So it comes in, and it's a good magnet. It's not going to come out or anything.
But you can just pull it out.
But it's easier. Go ahead. You could see. Just comes right out.
I like this one.
Having the metal in that case means it's not going to wireless charge.
I'll take this one when you're done with it.
You can have it. It's yours. I give it to you right now.
With the money in it?
There's like 70 cents in there.
Okay.
But I wanted to show that you can put the coin for it.
There's 70 cents.
I'll take what I get, she says. You need that. That's from Case Me. And those are the nice thing is it's fairly inexpensive to try those out. When you buy a Pad and Quill at $109, you're kind of committed to using the Pad and Quill. Frankly, I love the iPhone X so much. I think it's so beautiful. I'm not carrying it with a case, but that is the year of living dangerously, isn't it? All right. We showed you a lot of really expensive stuff, but if you've got kids, there's lots of stocking stuffers. Just load up on these $10 Apple headphone adapters that go lightning to mini jack. You're gonna want them every corner of the house. I carry them in my headphone cases and everywhere. You're going to need a lot of those. While you're at the Apple site, you might look at other connectors. They make connectors that allow you to charge the phone and listen to headphones. This one's kind of nice. This is a standard Type-A USB port along with a lightning port. So I can charge it and connect it to a camera or any USB device. So that's very handy. I consider this my kind of camera import dongle. Apple also, while you're at the place at the Apple store, sells a Type-C 29-watt power adapter that will work to fast charge your iPhone or your iPad. This does not come with the iPhone X, and you're going to need to buy a cable that is Type-C to Lightning. So don't forget that as well, because this is actually designed, I think, for the MacBook. But it is very good for fast charging. And I carry this with me at all times. And that if you need a quick charge on your iPhone X or one of your earlier iPhones, this is a little faster than the low wattage one that comes with the iPhone.
So especially for kids, you know, my kid pick for a kid going to high school who needs a laptop or going to college was the new MacBook that is Type-C.
Right.
So this is a great stocking stuffer because my daughter needs that.
You could charge your MacBook. Yeah. It is actually, I think the MacBook charger is, but they sell it separately. And not inexpensive. I think it's $50, but it's a great thing
to charge your iPhone with your MacBook.
Right.
You
could do both.
Yeah.
This, by the way, is really handy. We've shown this before. This is the Gridit. I know you like this. Mm-hmm. They make them in a variety of sizes, and the idea is these are rubber bands, so it's not designed for any particular cable or item, but they're all over the thing. Show the close-up. There you go, and you can see. So you can find a variety. You could store a lot of things in this, and it really organizes your backpack or your briefcase or your purse if you put a lot of cables in there. This is the kind of medium size. They have a bigger one and they have a smaller one. And finally, is a cable, inexpensive cable, but a very useful cable. How often does it happen? Maybe it doesn't happen to you, but it happens to me all the time that I have, you know, multiple cables for each kind of device I want to charge. This plugs into any USB type A. That's the old fashioned square USB. But it has on the other end Lightning, type C, and micro USB. So you have one cable. This comes from Nomad. By the way, these are really good braided cables, which means unlike the Apple cables, which I find wear out very rapidly, this will last a lifetime. They have actually a lifetime guarantee on these. And I love that I can carry one cable that can charge my MacBook, that can charge my iPad, that can charge my phone. It can even charge, say, the old Loom Cube, which for some reason still has micro USB charging. Actually, a lot of devices still do. So that's from Nomad Cables. These are a little more expensive. They are MFI. That's a $35 cable. They are MFI, which means made for iPhone. That means they do not just charging, but data and syncing and all that stuff. But very, very handy if you have a situation where you have multiple things to charge and a USB type A.
A lot of the backup batteries are still micro USB.
I know.
So it makes,
someday, well, I want to say someday everything will be type C, except Apple's going to probably stick with Lightning for some time. So,
except for on their MacBooks.
Yeah, it's weird. I know, it's weird. But I think our iOS devices will be Lightning.
Yeah, why?
Don't know.
Another thing about the dongles, this is probably obvious to most people, but it took me a while to realize this. If you have an iPhone 7 and up, and everyone else in your family has something lower, you could just leave the dongles on there because they can listen with the Lightning,
right,
too.
Right.
Like, they don't need to, just
that's
because
a very
they
good
have.
Point. Yeah.
So we, in our car, even though some, you know, Huck has a 6 and Milo has a 6, like, we just leave the dongle on the auxiliary cable,
right,
and then, you know, any iPhone that has Lightning can use Lightning to listen. They
fact,
don't
you,
need
sometimes
to
you get more capabilities,
yeah,
because it depends on your car, but you can control it and so forth.
Right, and Marco's 5C, his, you know, old-fashioned phone, like the, you know, the auxiliary cable gave out. Jack gave out,
right,
but then the Lightning still works.
What I tend to do is I put these on the headphones. I can act like, so that's why you might want multiple ones if you have multiple headphones. I act like this is part of the headphone. That way I now have a Lightning capable headphone. Anyway, boy, I sure loaded you up with a variety of stuff. But these are all things I actually, this is all from my personal collection. These are all things I actually use and find very useful.
I use now.
Do you like that?
I do, yeah.
I try. So I have many, many more cases.
I know, because I have a
bag of them down here.
You tried to give me one of these, which I really liked before, but I didn't like, you have to really use the phone. I mean, this has the 3M, so you could unstick it, but
no,
I like
better.
That you can just go like this, and
so
then
that's
you're
my recommendation.
Using your phone.
Get one that's magnetic, and you can pop it out. The negative, of course, is it doesn't do wireless charging, so you're back to your Lightning cable charging.
Right.
But,
I
think for women particularly, and I should, had I known I was going to give it to you, I would have gotten it in red or some. More
I like leather.
Feminine color. That's kind of a cowboy color, isn't it? I don't know.
I am a cowboy.
Okay. Lisa likes the black one, so I gave her a black one that has the same capabilities. Yeah, look for that magnetic remote. Not all of them do that, and I think that that's something missing.
You know what? If you're going to buy any of this stuff, you're going to need to get
a
good
mortgage.
You're going to need to get the best mortgage for you.
We'll get to Megan's picks in just a second, but first a word from our sponsor, Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. If it's time to buy a new home or refi your old home, Quicken Loans, the best lender in the country, has a product just for us geeks, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Quicken Loans. First of all, Quicken Loans, number one in customer satisfaction. J.D. Power says it year after year in both loan approval process and origination. But they didn't want to rest on their laurels. They wanted to make the loan approval process better. So they created an entirely online approval process called Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is awesome. And I'll tell you why it's better than anything. First of all, because it's Quicken Loans, you're talking to the best lender in the country. But also, they really believe in transparency and making it easy to apply, making every bit of information as you go through it clear so you know what you're doing. And then at the end, you're going to come to a mortgage product that's just right for you. Here's part of the deal that I love is you don't have to go up to the attic to get paperwork. Because they have trusted relationships with all the financial institutions in the country, you could literally do this on your phone or your tablet or your computer. Go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today and just give them name, address, some basic information. I think date of birth, probably social. They say, oh, good. Well, we got all your bank accounts. You give us permission and you say yes. And that's it. You're done. You've given them all the information they need in seconds. Then, because it's all online, it's all computerized, they crunch the numbers, and within a minute, you're going to get the loan based on your income, your assets, your credit that's just right for you. It's all completely transparent, completely convenient, and speedy, which means you can do it at an open house. You can do it, you know, right now and find out what you're good for. I love that. And if you're, you know, about to buy a home, having that information makes you much more desirable as a buyer. Every realtor will say, oh, good, you're approved for the loan. That greases the skids. That makes it so much easier. Great for refinancing, too. Now might be a good time to refinance while interest rates are still low. Go to rocketmortgage.com/IOS today. Rocket Mortgage is, of course, an equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently with Rocket Mortgage at rocketmortgage.com/IOS today. Let me slide all my gear out.
Okay.
It's time for your stuff.
It's time for my stuff.
Here, I'll shine the Loom Cube on you, though.
Okay.
While you're doing it, we're going to see everything.
Okay. I am organizing mine by price.
That's a good idea.
And mine are a little different. A lot of things that we've talked about on the show, obviously. But I feel like if you are going to buy your addicted iPhone friend, family member, the best gift you can buy.
Buy them an iPhone 10.
That's my first thing on the list. So that's $1,000. That's the top of the list. The iPhone 10.
It is so great.
It is. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know if a lot of people have asked you, but like, what do I get, the iPhone 8 or the iPhone 10? That was just the block. I say the 10.
Get the 10.
It's only a couple hundred dollars more. If you're talking about $1,000, and if you're talking about paying it by month, that's what, I mean, if someone loves the iPhone, I have to say, if they're upgrading,
the screen is so much better.
Then I just, yeah, I say iPhone 10.
I'll tell you some negatives, though.
Okay.
So Face ID is probably not quite as easy and straightforward as the home button Touch ID.
Mm.
And the change, the lack of a home button means there's a whole new user interface you're going to have to get used to. The good news is it happens quickly, right? You didn't have any trouble, did you?
No, I didn't. And yeah. Face ID works fine for me. I think you get used to it really quickly.
And it works great because you don't even feel like you're unlocking it. You just feel like it just works. But there are times when it doesn't work for me.
Right.
And then you have to enter in your PIN.
I mean, if you're talking about someone that loves their, like, I would not get this for my husband. Like, he loves his old-fashioned 5C. C stands for caveman, and works perfectly for him. It doesn't get updates anymore. It's fine. But if you're talking about someone who really wants this, I think it's worth it. You know, like, a couple years ago, the big gift was the hoverboards, which were,
this is better,
you know, more
than that.
Yeah, this is
better than
you're
that.
You're getting your money's worth, I think.
It is the best iPhone ever. Easily. I'll tell you one other negative. It's not a huge screen. If you really are set on the plus-sized 8 or 7, this is smaller.
The screen itself is smaller?
The screen itself is not, and that's why I mentioned this, because if you look at the number, it says it's a bigger screen, but the usable real estate is smaller.
Because of the notch.
Because of the notch, the curves, and because it has to add controls at the bottom for sliding up. It is somewhere in between an iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. So that's the only complaint I've heard is from people who really like a plus size phone, and it's only a little bit bigger. They're saying, you know, I don't get quite as much real estate. And in fact, there are images online you can see, especially in landscape mode, of stuff that it would be. I'll show you this. This is a good example. Our game that we play all the time. Notice the black bars on either side of this game. That's because of the notch. They can't go all the way to the edge because then you're going to lose some stuff with the notch. So as a result, this screen, the usable screen on this game and many games and videos and so forth, is smaller than on an iPhone 8 Plus or a 7 Plus. So that's another negative you should be aware of. I think it's just right. I actually like the size of the screen. It's a little bit smaller.
I think, yeah, some apps also, like I use Google Calendar, not Apple Calendar, and you can see, like, it's, I didn't notice it until my dad, he's like, look at that, look at all the space you're missing on your calendar. You could see all the rest of the events that you have. It's fine.
But then Apple's calendar, I guess they decided, oh, well, we don't mind the notch, right? Because they're Apple.
So they just
go all the way up. But you still can't put anything where that notch is. So in my opinion, you're just not going to get quite as much. And notice you have to put a control at the bottom because that's the home button in effect. So just it's something to be aware of. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a smaller screen.
I did see one Black Friday deal for the iPhone 10.
Really?
You have to be very specific. I have the link there. $300 Walmart gift card when you buy. You have to have Verizon. And, you know, look at that star, read everything.
But that's a good deal if you're going to buy something else at Walmart.
Right. And, I mean, you can buy everything at Walmart. So if you shop at Walmart and you're on Verizon, I think you have to be a Verizon customer, or AT&T, it looks like, AT&T or Verizon, $300, then you're buying the same, you know, that's the same as the iPhone 8.
Wow, that's a good deal.
So check that out.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, so this
that.
Best Black Friday deals, I saw that Rich DeMuro tweeted it this morning, best Black Friday deals. So he's
very nice.
Okay.
So shop around.
Yes. The next suggestion, next down in price is the iPad. And I'm just saying iPad, not iPad Pro. This is what I would recommend on my
the
gift
$329.
List. $329. Yes, $329 for an iPad. I think most people would really enjoy this iPad. Most people on your list, maybe people watching this would want an iPad Pro if you use the iPad for work. But if you just want to watch movies, play games, listen to music, just have an iPad that you want to keep around to entertain the kids, and you're not totally worried about how they might at some point drop it, $330 for this iPad. Just
now,
it's good enough.
Mr. Grinch.
Oh, come on.
That's it. I think that's great. And I think that at that point, price point, you wouldn't be crazy to buy any other tablet, even a $99 Kindle Fire, because mm-hmm. you're getting an iPad. But it is an A9 processor in there. We're up to A11 on the iPhone X, A10 on the iPad Pro. So it's one generation behind. The good news is that's more than fast enough to use iOS 11. Some of the older iPads really choke on iOS 11. Mm-hmm. And for most of what you do, you're not going to notice that difference. If you play games with lots of things going on, you might see a little slowdown there, but that's why it's $329. It's kind of like the previous generation iPad.
My next gift in next down, also there's another deal on the iPad too.
Really?
Same bestblackfriday.com, $249 for the iPad.
Oh,
so
see,
that's,
wow. Oh my gosh. That's the 32 gig. Don't be discouraged by 32 gigs. I think for most people that's plenty. It just means you can't store a lot of music or movies mm-hmm. or pictures on there.
Right. Okay, so now we're going down in price, and now we're at $200. So $200, you got $200 on your list. This, so I use the Magic Keyboard, as you know, and you can use it with a computer. I use it with my iPad. You can take a look at the Magic Keyboard here if you look at my screen. That is the Magic Keyboard.
So magical.
But let's say you have someone on your list who loves the Magic Keyboard and you want to give them something special.
Yeah.
Do you like Colorware? Have you heard of Colorware?
I have.
They add color.
Yeah.
So this is the Magic Keyboard. So it's not a skin.
They
paint
it.
It's just another. Yeah.
They paint it.
Or
maybe that. I don't know how they do this.
It is like a very. I guess it is a skin, but not one that you have to add.
They've made like.
Yeah, they paint it.
Black iPod Airs. I think they paint them.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
It's
enamel. They're really into color.
It's very shiny.
Yeah.
But I like that. That's pretty.
If you like the Magic Keyboard, they come in all colors. They really do. You can choose from metallics.
Now, they used to be you could send your old keyboard in and then paint it. But I think the best thing to do is just buy the keyboard from them already colored. It's a lot faster than them.
It's a little more than the regular Magic Keyboard.
Is it? Well, how much more?
It's gotta be more. $179 for this.
So it's not a huge amount more.
No, the regular Magic Keyboard is $129.
Well, that's not bad. $50 more to get it in color.
And they do this with iPods. They do this.
AirPods, too.
AirPods. Yeah, AirPods. Sorry, that's what I meant. AirPods. And they do it with, look around a little bit at all the products.
Look at
you
the
can
controllers.
Do,
yeah.
So this is just a fun thing. If you're going to get someone like a piece of technology anyway, then why not get them one that is in their favorite color?
Now, those are skins. Those aren't the same technology. This isn't apparently a skin.
They sell skins, and they also sell.
This is
a skin. They also sent us. They sent us.
Oh,
these,
that's a pretty skin.
Yeah, they come like this, and they come for the iPhone 8.
That's weird.
But this is the iPhone 7. This is Anthony's iPhone 7.
So that's not going to protect it, but it is going to.
No,
give
it's
it
just
a nice
make
color.
It blue, yeah. Which you couldn't ever have, and they fit perfectly if you get
I
the
love
one for
this
the 7.
Red keyboard actually.
This
now.
Is here. We can take a look at that.
This is nice. Thank you, Colorware, for passing these along.
Yes,
very nice.
So check that out. I think that's a really nice gift for someone. Let me show you this little metallic colorwear one skin, too. Mm, take a look at that. That's pretty nice. So this only doesn't fit perfectly because we couldn't find an iPhone 8. This is an iPhone 8 skin on an iPhone 7.
It's pretty close. The Apple isn't.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we have here? Well, I think the AirPods is a great gift.
$169, but, you know, I've been using the Google competitor, the Pixel Buds, and it just really underscores how good the AirPods are.
Mm-hmm.
They really, Apple nailed it. And I guess if you're going to take a headphone jack out, look how quickly it pairs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to take the headphone jack out, you better darn well have a good wireless solution. And Apple's done it. The AirPods are excellent.
And the price, $129, is that how much?
$169. Or $59, I'm sorry. $160 total.
I think this is a great gift if you've been holding out just to see if they last. You're on your second pair only because you lost your first.
Well, and then I found them.
Oh,
so
you did?
Now I have two pairs.
Oh, so give it away to someone.
No.
Okay. Lose, keep them.
You can't have them.
What about Mary? What about your mom? You don't think she'd appreciate
them? No.
Because she has...
I like having two because this is the negative on the AirPods is you lose them easily. So I like... Because I miss... It's not that I lose them forever. I mm-hmm. misplace them. They're in a jacket or something.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, they were under the bed. And Michael was lying on the floor playing with a cat, and he said, Mom, what's that under the bed? Oh, it's Leo's AirPods.
Okay, so going down in price, we showed this, we're going to show it on the Screensavers. We recorded an episode of the Screensavers yesterday, which we will air this Saturday. Maybe if you're downloading this another time, but we did food tech. And this is something, the Ember coffee mug.
I actually like this idea a lot.
I love this. I mean, we have a lot of internet connected things, and I've tested a lot of internet connected things.
That's not connected to the. Oh, it is because you use your iPhone to see what the temperature is.
You do. So, or to change the temperature.
And you could do that, like if you're at work and you left your coffee at home?
You can probably.
Or
I don't know
Bluetooth?
Why you'd want to.
Is it Wi-Fi or Bluetooth?
That's a good question. I think it's Bluetooth.
Because why would you want to check the temperature of a coffee mug that wasn't in your presence?
So there are two. There's the Ember ceramic mug, which
really
is a little
like
bit cheaper. That's $80.
And it's a real mug. It's a real glass mug, but underneath it's got a battery and a heater.
Yeah, and so mostly people are drinking coffee at the wrong temperature. It's either too hot or too cold. We want to Three Bears this. We want to Goldilocks this situation. I always like my coffee.
What temperature?
136.
That's your,
that's my price.
Tried it out.
That's my temperature.
How funny.
And here,
is
and
it
then
136?
Let me show you the top, which is great for a travel mug.
Is there coffee in there?
Yeah, there is.
Mmm, delicious. So you can't spill it. That you could knock that over and it wouldn't spill. And do you have to press that button to drink it, or?
Well, because it closes it off.
Oh, so you
while
press
you're
it,
traveling,
you,
you don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
And
look at that. That's. I might buy. How much is that?
$150. You have
pricey.
To really enjoy coffee at the right temperature
and drive a lot.
But but this one already has your name on it. You can name it too. See,
so it charges. Hey, you gave me one with my name.
Yeah, you can change the name. And let me show you the Ember.
Does that mean
app.
I get to keep it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so. That's amazing.
Ember.
So it charges. It's got a battery in it. So you leave it overnight on the charging stand.
Right. And the battery lasts about 2 hours. So if I wanted to, if I decided that I wanted colder coffee, if I wanted to keep it at 126 degrees, I could do that. And then it would notify me on my Apple Watch when it had reached the correct temperature.
Wow.
And here's how you can change the name. So I called it Leo, but.
Change it back to Megan. Oh, here comes mine. Thank
you,
there's Anthony.
Your,
that's all right. I just want the mug. I'll pretend I'm drinking.
Yeah, that's the ceramic mug.
So the charger is. It looks like a saucer.
Yeah,
and it fits in there very nicely.
This is my charger. Oh,
you cannot. You have to hand wash it. But that's all right. I don't like. You know, I don't mind that.
What
do
I
do
wanna,
not microwave. Well, that makes sense.
What I want to do is there's that, and here's.
You know, we should get some Twit Ember mugs.
We should. I want to see if I can charge my phone. On this,
no.
That would be.
I guarantee you.
You guarantee
Pretty
me.
Pretty much guarantee you.
Because James Thompson, who is an Apple developer, who is you know him, he does PC Calc and such.
Oh.
He pointed out that he has a Qi charger that looks like a coaster on his.
And he
on
puts
his desk, and he's like, don't put your coffee on there. And there were all these responses to his tweet saying, like, oh, you can. Like, there are Qi chargers that you can also charge your coffee mug on. So this is a whole new, The whole new world. The Venn diagram of techies and people who like coffee, it's basically a circle like that. I don't know. Tell me a techie who doesn't like coffee. I know you're out there.
I love the coffee.
So the Ember is $150.
Nice.
Okay, so let's keep going down. What else do I have?
So you're getting more expensive.
No, cheaper.
Really?
Cheaper.
Okay.
We started at $1,000. We started at an iPhone. Everything else is cheaper than an iPhone.
iPhone cable. Headphone cable.
Let's see.
$9.
Oh, $60. If you want to spend $60, this is the meme. Have you heard about the meme?
Where do I stick that?
Oh, Leo. This you stick. It charges your phone and backs up your phone at the same time. So do we have a charger for this? Like a backup battery? Your Aki. Where's your Aki?
I'll put this in here. I got charging.
Okay.
So... But then it's good. How does it back up the phone? It just copies it to memory in that thing?
In this. So it's secure, too. So let's see. The first time.
Unfortunately, you can't reach. Here, go ahead.
There we go.
Thank you. Move it over a little to the right now so we can see it. There you go. Keep going. You need more slack?
There we go. Okay. So please wait, initializing cable. The first time that you back up your phone, depending on how much you have on it, which I have a lot, it will take a long time. And then after that,
it's incremental.
So if you have stuff on your iPhone that you just want to keep here
how
and not in the cloud,
does that have?
This is 64, 64 gigabytes
but
for.
You can get more.
Yes, you can. I think 128 might be the highest. So there it goes. And you can put more devices. You can put, I think, up to four different devices.
Look
on
at
here.
That. It's just backing up. It's going to 15,
it's,
6,
it's
all
text. Well, it's waiting to start.
Oh, that,
do you want to do anything else? Do you want to find information on your backup?
Because when it's backing up, you can't do anything.
You can't. Yeah, you can't. You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it will let
you
use your phone.
Here we go. We're
going to
back up now.
So confirming my calendar. It's updating my calendar. I have 133 calendar. Can you see that? I don't know if you
Is it two-way? So like if you connect
Go back. Yeah, connect it to another iPhone.
And then would copy your calendar.
Yeah, so like let's say. So, I mean, I have 256 gigs.
I could put my 1Password. Vault on there, something like
yeah,
that.
You could put any kind of. So I have more than enough space on this iPhone. Yeah. I don't really need a backup.
No.
But if it breaks or if I lose it or you know it gets stolen, anything that's not already backed up in iCloud or maybe I have really private stuff. Maybe I am an international spy and I don't trust iCloud.
That is very interesting.
So yeah, and I have different meme. M-E-E-E. Yeah, $60 for the 64 gigabyte. That's where it starts at.
How do you spell it? M-E-M-E?
Well,
M-E-E-M.
It's sort of like, because it goes back, it does go back and forth. That's the idea. Meme, you know.
Oh, it's an anagram.
Yeah.
Meme. M-E-E-M.
So you can go and.
I get it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Backs up your contacts.
And you've been using this for a while.
I have, yeah. So the meme, that's $50.
It's a lot cheaper than iCloud storage.
Yeah, that's true. And more, well, I mean, I don't know.
More private.
Yeah. And you never know when Apple
done?
Might
can
go
I
out of business.
Can I unplug it? Or is that?
No, it's not done yet.
We have to let it go. Okay.
Well, I mean, you can unplug it.
I don't want to interrupt it.
Okay. Don't interrupt my meme.
No.
Don't crush my meme. Okay. All right. That meme was $60. Okay. And so now we're at $50. Which of these items do you think you could get for $50?
A case?
The phone soap. Palindrome, not an anagram. It means
palindrome.
A palindrome, not
Thank
an anagram.
Thank you, John. John is always good on those things.
Yes.
Palindrome, yeah.
All right.
Madam, I'm Adam.
Have you heard of phone soap?
Phone soap.
Phone soap.
No.
Do you know how many germs are crawling all over your phone right now?
But they're my germs, so it's okay.
Well, I touched your phone. I peeled off my peel case.
I need to sterilize my phone.
Okay, do you want to sterilize your phone?
Yeah,
Phone soap. It uses
cooties.
UV light, no water.
Does that kill cooties?
Yeah. So stick it on in there, and then you close it up.
So that fits any phone.
It fits any. This was a Kickstarter around 2013,
and there's
I think.
No water involved.
And,
it's just UV light.
Yes. And it used to be smaller, and it didn't fit every phone. But this is version 2, and it fits every phone. And we just have to assume that it's working. Because
there's no indicator. There's no.
It's not like
do you time it?
I mean, let's see. Where are the instructions? You close the lid. I think it takes 15 minutes. Automatically, a blue glow on the top of the device will indicate when the lamps are on the sanitizing, are on, and sanitizing.
Yep, yep.
You may interrupt the sanitizing process at any time by opening the lid.
Right.
The lamps turn on every time the lid is closed to ensure a germ-free environment. Oh, you know what else it does?
What?
It charges your phone.
No.
Yes. So for $50, you're getting a charger and you're getting a sanitizer. So you can either back up with the meme for $60. Do you want backup or do you want germ? Like, do you want your data to be protected or your health?
Is it charging via Qi? So it charges because there's a, you could run a cable. And that's good, smart, because you don't know what kind of cable.
Right.
Now, I know UV works. I actually process my water with a UV lamp.
Oh.
And
yeah,
I showed you the travel sterilizer for water, and that uses UV. So UV will work.
Ta-da! Phone soap, $50.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Thank you, Mr. Phone Soap. Thank you, Mr. Palindrome, for showing us how to use it.
Oh, I skipped my $80.
I thought there was a gap.
80, the book.
This cracks me up. Now, I've never seen the one that big. They have iPhone cases too.
Yeah, this one is for the iPad, the giant iPad that
That's
I used to have.
Hysterical! It looks like a leather volume.
Yes. So this
it's
is 12
even got
South.
A spine. Although the name of the book is Book by T. South.
12 South is the company that makes them.
Cool.
And
Zipper?
Yeah, you can.
That's
I
neat.
Mean. You could keep a smaller iPad in there, but this is
it would
really
rattle
for
around.
The...
Oh, it's got room for the pencil. That's nice.
Yes, right there.
And it's a you know one of those wooden cases, mm-hmm. or is it leather?
It's leather.
Protects you.
Yeah, so they have them
that's
for.
So cool.
Yeah, maybe you can show
you
it.
You could put that on your bookshelf, and no one would know you have an iPad.
Right. So yeah, they have it for the book.
12 South makes all sorts of cool things
yes,
like
they
that
do.
Stand. And they
but
make,
if you click on the book, they make them for iPhones. They make them.
I almost got that. I thought that looks kind of cool, but then I thought, well, I don't know if I want to carry a book around.
You don't?
It's old fashioned.
They make them for Macs as well.
Yeah, book.
And I guess we don't go lower than $50.
Well, I went lower. So I went a lot lower. That's pretty much my epitaph. He went a lot lower.
He did.
He's lower now than ever.
Yeah, I have some case, like we've already seen the newer tech case, which we've shown on the show. I like that for something sturdy.
Ah! Sorry, I just flushed myself
then,
with my little cube.
I think that is...
That's great.
That is all I have.
It's really good.
Shall we discuss...
Yes. And then we're going to go to our app caps. You noticed we were wearing hats. Oh, what if I put this in the hat? And then I would have my own, I'd walk around with my own light all the time.
That's perfect.
We will get to our picks of the week.
Let's do just a couple
of
questions.
You want to do news and questions? Yeah, I like doing that.
All right. Brad says on last week's show, you were talking about how to type to Siri. You have to choose either type or speech and can't use both. But there is a workaround.
Oh.
If you enable type to Siri, the input is typing when you activate Siri with the home button, as you would expect.
Yeah.
But when you activate with Hey Siri,
it still
uses
works.
Voice. So if you want to use both, just enable type to Siri and then choose your input method by how you activate her home button. Type to Siri voice. So that actually
You know, because when I mentioned that hack, the type to Siri, I got the impression it didn't discontinue voice, and now I understand how you did that. We just couldn't figure it out.
Yes.
I was looking for a voice button. Because, unless you turn that on, Siri activates when you press the button. But you could make that, instead of the voice activation, you could make that type. And then if you say, hey, Siri, it will activate normally. All right, good.
So, yeah, to turn on type to Siri, you go into accessibility. And then where is that type to Siri? Siri.
Yeah.
And turn that type to Siri. So I had
and you
type
actually
to
have
Siri.
It on.
Yeah. And then I can say, hey, Siri.
Yeah. And everything wakes up.
How do you say Megan Maroney? How do you say Megan Maroney? Negative many.
Here's what I found on the web for how do you say negative many. Have a look.
So she still doesn't work.
I think you could do this. Can't you say, hey, Siri? Well, you have to do it. Pronounce my name.
I know. I did fix it. She finally does say Maroney and not moron. Yay. Hey, Siri. There we go. Hey, Siri. What did she turn off and then she went back on?
Well, because of continuity. It knows. Oh. It picks one.
Oh.
Which is, I think, a good feature.
Yeah, that is a good feature. All right. Let's go to our next question comment.
Yes.
Paul writes, I got my iPhone X yesterday. And yes, it is gorgeous, but yes. I can't get the Face ID to work in either low light or in the dark at night. Have you tried unlocking your phone in bed and did it work?
No.
Is there a setting I should be aware of? No. Or is the notch perhaps not doing his job? And he reset Face ID twice because that's what I told him.
It
I was
will
like, reset
eventually
it.
Work at night. But the problem is, I think when you're in bed, you're like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I find if I am like, you know, do it the way that I trained it, like at the right distance and my face is upright, my eyes are wide open, it still works in the dark because it does have an infrared camera and an infrared receiver in there, so or a light in there. So it should be able to do that. Unless it could be that, you know, your IR light is broken or your IR camera is broken. But I think it's much more likely that I find the same thing. I'm often entering in my passcode because I wake up in the middle of the night and I pick up the phone and go like, oh, it doesn't. I have to do the Face ID doesn't work. Now, here's an important tip. Continue to do that. If it doesn't work, immediately enter the passcode because then Face ID will add additional data about that situation to its information and it may get better. It's supposed to. In fact, I think often does get better because of that. So the key with Face ID is it is learning. If, for instance, you trained it without glasses and now you're wearing glasses, the first time it says, oh, is that you? You enter in your passcode. Now it says, oh, it was you. Sometimes he wears glasses. And so, in theory, that'll work at night eventually. To make sure that your infrared camera is working, turn out the lights and just see if it works in the same position as before. And if it does, then it's because your head's like this and your eyes are glued shut and you're kind of... And it will eventually get better, I'm told. That's one of my problems with Face ID. It doesn't work 100% of the time.
So the maybe resetting is not a good advice. Resetting
no, do Face not. Because that's reversing the learning it's already done. That's an important point, yeah. Don't stop resetting now and just kind of live with it. And eventually it will get better. And it may in time learn to recognize you when you're half asleep.
So is this the first technology in history where turning it off and turning it back on doesn't help?
It's a bad idea. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a bad
idea.
In
my mind.
Yeah.
One more and then we'll go to our app caps. Okay. Paul. Oh, wait. We just did Paul. Carl from Phoenix writes, I noticed something new today in iOS 11 when logging into apps. It looks like you can now autofill your username and password if you're using iCloud Keychain.
Yes.
If you tap on the username or password fields, there will be a key that appears in the upper right-hand corner of the keyboard that you can press. It will then ask you to unlock your password with Touch ID or Face ID, and it will take you to the list of websites and passwords that you have saved, and it'll ask you to select one. The username and or password will then autofill, and then you can log into the app, no more having to cut and paste the password from the settings.
I quite like that.
I quite like it a lot too. This was one of last year during Jason and I's Great American Phone Switch. I thought that Android handled passwords so much, especially LastPass passwords, so much better than iPhone. But I think with Face ID, I'm loving all the things that you can open with Face ID.
So on Android, other applications, third-party applications are allowed to autofill forms. There, by the way, is a huge risk there, but Android has decided that for convenience, it's going to allow it. You have to specifically allow individual applications to do it. You can't just do it willy-nilly. But on the iPhone, of course, Apple won't let any third party fill in fields on another application, but Apple can do it. So if you're using the iCloud Keychain password, I went back and forth because I do use LastPass and I'd rather, use LastPass for all my passwords, but the Keychain is secure. And it is such a convenience not to have to enter. And you can, by the way, it does it for websites as well. Not to have to enter in those passwords and have it just automatically do it. That I said, all right, go ahead. And it is great. And it's locked by Face ID, which is, we're told, very reliable.
we're told.
Well, we don't know. Apple said that Touch ID, there was a false positive, an accidental match, one in every 50,000 times, 50,000 people. Somebody would have a similar enough fingerprint to unlock your phone. And with Face ID, it's one in a million. But we've also seen your twins, for instance, can online. Apple admitted this. Well, twins is different. And we've also seen, and this was weird, a 10-year-old unlock his mom's phone because he looked a lot like his mother. Mm-hmm. And Apple's story there is, well, it doesn't work as well if you're under 13 because your face isn't fully formed yet. And anyway, that one in a million number is Apple's number. So we're told.
Right. Well, we haven't. Secure.
Steve Gibson says, I'll never use it. He doesn't believe in Face ID.
So was there, I mean, yeah, until we hear of a case of someone stealing someone else's iPhone and breaking into it, or, you know, stealing their information, right, likely by using their face.
I, you know, Steve is a security guy, and, you know, he is, you know, extra cautious. But I, you know, I don't consider any of those real risks. Certainly, I don't have a twin that I know of, and I don't, I'm over 13, so I think I'm all right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's good to question all security, just not based on what our security needs are.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, I'll never use Face ID. I was kind of shocked. I'm like, well, you trust Touch ID, though. He does.
So does he have an iPhone?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Actually, I shouldn't say he trusts Touch ID. I'm sure what he really does is the most secure thing to do, and everybody agrees, which is a long, strong passcode every time you unlock the phone. It's just a pain in the butt.
Or to never go on the internet.
Never go on the internet ever again.
Just jingle your way.
Ever again.
All right. So what happens if this is another good gift? Our sponsor is a really good gift to add too. Good stocking stuffer.
I should have put
any
it
of
in.
This expensive yeah. stuff that you.
It's the tracker,
buy.
And I have, you know, in my briefcase, I have a tracker attached to my keys. I have a tracker in my briefcase. I have a tracker in my luggage. A tracker on my bicycle. Tracker is a Bluetooth tracking device that pairs to your phone and makes it a lot easier to find items you've misplaced. Because face it, we all do. In fact, I think it was Newsweek estimated that. Every American spends roughly 55 minutes a day, almost an hour a day, looking for stuff they can't find but they know they have. Tracker will save you, in other words, almost an hour a day in searching for stuff. I know it's saved me many, many times, and when it does, it's such a good feeling. First thing you're going to do is get the tracker. There are two different ones. There's the anodized aluminum Tracker Bravo and the brand new Tracker Pixel. That's what you're seeing on the screen there. The Pixel is the smallest, lightest Bluetooth tracker ever. And it has LED lights around it. So that's really handy if you, let's say you drop your keys in the car and you can't remember. And you, so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go to the tracker app on your phone. And you're going to press the button that says, make a noise on my keys. You're going to hear it. Oh, they're in the car. But now it's dark. You're looking and then you see the light under the seat because of the LED pixels. That's where it's really handy. The tracker has two-way separation alerts. So if you turn these on, when you walk away from your keys, your phone will bark at you. When you walk away from your phone, your keys will bark at you. There's a button on the tracker itself that will ring your phone, even if it's silent. So if you can't find, if your phone slips out of your pocket and down beneath the couch cushions and you can't find it, press the button on the tracker. Very handy. It's like a instant find my iPhone. And it works with all phones. And vice versa. If you can't find your keys, there's a button right there on the tracker app, you press it. There's also a map that shows you the last place that the tracker app saw your keys. Now, I have to say the tracker itself, this little device, they want long battery life, lasts up to a year. And by the way, the batteries are replaceable. So, you know, when you get a new one, you get a new battery and put it in and you're good to go for another year. So you might say, well, okay, so I leave my car keys on the beach. Now, the tracker app is going to say, the last time we saw your keys, they were on the beach. You go, they're gone because somebody's picked them up and taken them somewhere. Well, this is where the Tracker Crowd Locate Network comes in. The largest crowd locate network in the world. There's over 5 million trackers out there. That means almost anywhere in the world you go, there's somebody with the Tracker app on their phone. You could turn on notifications on your app and it says anytime somebody using the Tracker app sees your phone, you should beep me. Give me a notification. And in fact, it's kind of fun. I turn it on just to see. And, you know, all the time it's going off because everybody has trackers. In fact, I'll even tell you how many trackers there are in your neighborhood. When I turn it on, there's 2,272 tracker users in our neck of the woods in little Petaluma. You're going to love the tracker. Right now we've got a really great deal. It's a gift, it's a stocking stuffer, and you can get 20% off your order when you go to thetracker.com/iOS today. thetracker, thetracker.com/iOS today for 20% off. This is a really great purchase, says the man with a turkey on his head. TheTracker.com/iOS today. I love them. I have them everywhere. I bought several. I think I have a half a dozen trackers on everything because I lose things. Well, it seems to me that our Santa hats have been replaced with seasonal hats portraying the holiday spirit of Thanksgiving.
Yes. We didn't skip American Thanksgiving, thank goodness.
It's American Thanksgiving. You're wearing a chef's hat, which seems kind of normal. That's a hat.
Yes, it's a hat.
I'm wearing a turkey, which really isn't hat-like.
No.
Drumsticks.
Have you ever actually worn a turkey on your head?
Maybe.
Okay. I've probably seen that. Maybe the Tech TV Christmas Party in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You thought that it was Y2K, the world was going to be over. I think it was 1999.
It was time to put your head in a turkey, everybody.
So now, 17 years later, we still wear hats because hat is another word for cap. And you can unplug that. And it's an app cap for our favorite apps.
Oh, it rhymes.
Yes.
App and cap.
And Ma, you know, we're both fans of stickers, you and I.
You can never get too many stickers. I use them all the time.
But now that we've tired of Animoji, as you can see, there's this is just some of our messages to each other.
Yeah.
These are private, so.
Yeah, don't turn on the sound.
So this sticker pack is called Beasts, and I have to come clean and say that it was created by one of my
beast.
Friends from high school.
You're
Kirby.
Kidding.
No, she's an artist and a designer.
Small world.
And she created these stickers. Here they are, beasts for every emotion.
Oh.
She drew these. She runs this program, which I think is
there's
really
an
interesting.
There's an elephant. There's a kitty
yes.
cat. There's monkeys and doggies. Chickens and cows and sheep. This
so
is good.
So when you said you're on your way,
yeah.
I would how would I feel? Excited. And so I would send
neat.
You a little.
And they're not too big either. Sometimes stickers overwhelm the screen.
You can make them big, right? I mean, I always forget how to do this to make the sticker big.
Embiggen your stickers?
I think you can. You can also
Can you make your Animoji smaller?
I know.
Talking poops making me nuts.
So the story behind these stickers is Kirby runs this program for young girls who to get their emotions out through art. She's sort of an art therapist. And she created these stickers because she thought, everyone's always sending selfies. It was another way to express yourself. So if you were feeling sad, maybe use this little bunny. Here we go. And, you don't have to put them.
I'm going to support Kat right now and download this. It's $1.99.
Mm-hmm. $1.99. Beasts. There we go.
By the way, Face ID works even with a turkey on your head.
Oh, good.
Good news.
The Beasts. She drew these and.
Very nice.
There's the.
They're
the
really. I like hand-drawn.
They're hand-drawn.
Animojis
mm-hmm.
or whatever these are, stickers.
They're
they
much
move.
Nicer than the Animojis,
yeah.
aren't they?
And I like them that they're hand-drawn. They really, that is a personal touch.
Yeah.
I'm going to send these right now.
$1.99. That's my app cap. And.
Thank you. And thank you, Kat. May I call her Kat?
You may. You may call her.
I like the cheerleader lion you sent me. That's great.
And now I'm feeling hungry, so I'm going to send you that.
And I like how she's animated it, too. That's really,
yeah.
It's really
mm-hmm.
fun and natural. Let's see. See, it comes in a little one, mm-hmm. And then you tap it, and you can see it as big as you want. It's a hungry alligator. Does that mean you're ready for lunch?
Yeah, I am a little hungry.
Okay, let's do the next one.
Okay.
So I read a article the other day. I thought it was fascinating. I'm at the age where whenever the headline in the article is new skill you can pursue to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia, I go, let me see that. Right after I go, where was that? And I read it. And this one was really interesting and I think is being widely touted as a reliable study that said the one, we've all heard about brain exercises, and a lot of companies like Lumosity who are, offering apps with brain exercises. But they said the one thing you really want to do is speed drills. It turns out with Alzheimer's that even though you may get Alzheimer's, if you've developed additional synapses around these skills, that when you lose synapses to Alzheimer's, because that's effectively what it's doing. Dementia and Alzheimer's is kind of reducing the number of synapses in your brain one by one by entangling them. You'll have additional synapses that, because your brain is very plastic, that you can use, that you can fall back on. So you're less likely to show symptoms of Alzheimer's, even if Alzheimer's is affecting you. Interesting. So I immediately went out and I looked at a bunch of brain training apps and I found one that I really like. Now, a couple of things to know. Most of these apps, I looked at BrainHQ first, will end up charging you money for the full array of games. BrainHQ, for instance, is almost $100 a year.
Whoa.
This is Elevate, $17.99 a year. And I think that's a very good price. And it has the speed drills, among other things, that I need to help me fight it off. It turns out in the study that they did that even doing this once in a while for a short period of time can make a very big difference. This is set up so that you'll have five every day. It takes you not too much to do. You can rank your performance, see how you're doing compared to other people. It has a big variety of activities. And if you want, in, by the way, multiple skills, writing, so you can be more verbally proficient, listening, which I think is interesting, speaking, reading, math. That was my weakest skill, so I'm working on that one. Shall we do a I don't want to do a math skill because I'll be so bad.
How about a listening skill?
What? how about name recall? I'm terrible at name recall.
Okay, good.
All right?
Let's do that.
So, I actually haven't played this yet, so this will be a first time. They give you an example of how you're going to play. Listen, then drag names to the correct faces. Okay. Can you hear that? Yep. Let's see.
I'd like you to meet some members of the Bridge Club.
Not all of these.
I believe you've met my grandmother, Ethel, before.
Not all of these
Tonight's
are...
Tonight's get-together is in honor of her 80th birthday.
Audio, but some are.
To okay. her right is Violet, her next-door neighbor.
Oh, God, she
Violet
looks just like Ethel.
Violet victory the last time the group played cards.
She looks nothing
next
like
is
Ruth.
See, I have aphasia or whatever.
So you'd think she'd have an advantage. However, she's never won against this group. And last is Gloria. She and my grandmother have known each other since grade school. She used to babysit me when I was a child.
Okay, now the test. They mixed them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's birthday. Grandmother is Ethel,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Oh, I have to drag it to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good job.
The victorious is Violet.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Okay. Gloria is...
Nope.
No. Ruth is the casino gal. So that's the last person left. So she's Violet.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, you ruined it.
I didn't say Violet. You already did Violet.
I don't know how to. This is terrible.
Gloria.
That was Ethel.
Yeah.
And that one's Gloria.
No.
Oh, that's Violet.
That's Violet.
Jeez.
Okay.
Okay.
Ruth.
Ruth.
No.
That's Ruth. The casino lady is Ruth. And that's Violet. No, that's
Gloria.
Not Ethel. It's Gloria. Thank you. Okay. What?
Okay.
What?
The casino
Grandma,
is Ruth.
Grandma was Ethel. Grandma's Ethel. See, the time is
casino
going.
Casino is Ruth.
Shh. Casino's Ruth. Gloria. Oh, crap. No, I lost. So, did you find this game helpful? By the way, helpful doesn't mean like I enjoyed it. Okay, so I could try it again.
That's fun.
So you see, and I'll show you some, there's some really, some very challenging ones. You can, those are the games, and I just started doing this yesterday after reading that article. So if I finish three more training sessions, I can unlock study materials. Here, let's do one, because I know you're really good at punctuation.
Mm.
I haven't unlocked that yet.
You have to get, you don't have to pay for it.
Syntax. Okay. Well, I did pay for it, so $17.99. I paid for, okay. No, I wanted to, but you also... Most of us are students. Is that valid or error? Okay, so let's play. You get it? Okay. In 2012, scientists found a layer of Venus that was colder than they had thought. I think that's correct, mm-hmm. right? Because it's referring back mm-hmm. to the scientists. The picky eater rarely finished a meal. That sounds right to me. Some characters in the play Pygmalion believes, it was the first time my brother and me, I pressed the wrong button. By the way, that drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. I know. I just pressed the wrong button. The tickets are there to do. No, that's an error. It's theirs, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jack and I play tuba in the marching band. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the me wrong. The paintings of Georgia O'Keeffe have received global acclaim. Not has. They said has. Alex is training to run into the New York, this year's New York City Marathon.
Oh, is it capitalized or not?
Is that what it's asking? I'm saying valid. Because I think it's not any marathon. It's the New York City Marathon.
Whoa. I like this.
So they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a larger purpose, which is to train your synapses, to build new synapses, and to, with any luck, avoid the dreaded disease of Alzheimer.
But is it really better at helping you recognize people's faces?
Maybe. I actually have a clinical
You do?
Problem. Yeah. Hmm. I've decided. No, but I think I do. Because I'll watch a TV show and I'll say, well, I know that actor, but I have no idea who it is. Or I'll get the name wrong. And when I meet people, and of course I meet a lot of people, so maybe that was an excuse I could use for a long time, but yeah. I don't remember people's faces. And here's the one that gives it away. And there's a name for that. It's like dysphagia or something.
Yeah.
Here's the one that gives it away. If I close my eyes, I can't see your face in my
what?
Head. I don't know what you look like now.
If I close my eyes, I can see your face.
Yeah, because you're burning your brain. No, but isn't that weird? Even
that
my
is
children,
weird.
That's it. Prosopagnosia. And it's funny because Abby, my daughter, also has it. It's called face blindness. And I asked her, I gave her a couple of little examples, and she said, yeah, I can't do that either.
Huh.
And yet, if you close your eyes, you can see people's, you could see Huck and Milo's.
I can see everyone's face.
I can't. Even people I've known my whole life.
Wow.
Like, that looks just like Megan. No, I can't.
That explains so much, Leo.
When I say hello, Fred, as we're walking down the hall.
Yeah.
No, it's a disability that I never knew I had until recently. And then I read about it and I thought, oh, I do have that. So that'll be an interesting question. I will do more of that face training and see if I can get better. One of the things it definitely will do, though, is memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't get you better at recognizing faces. So this is called Elevate. There are lots of ones like this. I looked at Brain HQ. Of course, I've used Lumosity for years, but they tend to cost more. I thought the price of Elevate was very good. And, they say it's based in science and so forth and so on, and I believe them. So I subscribe to that right away. I think probably anything you do is going to be a good idea, you know. You could change how many games you play. I play five, but if that's too much time being spent, you can go down to three games a day. And really, those speed drills are apparently what science is now saying will make a big difference in fighting off age-related Alzheimer's.
I love science.
Science! And it's free to try, I should mention.
Okay.
That. Yeah, it's an in-app purchase if you want to subscribe. I think $18 a year is very fair to not get Alzheimer's.
Sure. I mean, you're not guaranteeing that. You're not a doctor.
I am not a doctor. And you know what? I should find the link to the article. I just read it the other day, and I thought, well, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very illuminating. Well,
yeah.
We've run out of time, says the man with a turkey on his head.
Uh-huh. We have run out of time officially. Oh, you mean in the show?
No, in life.
Twit.tv/iOS. Megan at twit.tv. Subscribe. Send your picks to our best of. Fill out the form. What else can we tell you?
We do the show every Tuesday as soon as Leo gets in, which is supposedly 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 1700 UTC. We do like it if you watch live. And if you do, join us in the chat room at irc.twit.tv. But, of course, as with everything we do on the Twit Network, you can download the shows after the fact on demand, audio and video at twit.tv/iOS, or subscribe in your favorite podcast program.
And I will make sure all the links to all of these products.
Holy cow, you got a job.
Will get on our website at some point before the holidays.
Thanks to Colleen and Kevin and John, who were scribbling as I pulled this stuff out of my magic sack. Because there was a lot. As you can see, there was a lot of stuff.
Because I like gift guides. I like we test a lot of stuff.
We do. We see a lot of stuff, and this is all stuff I've actually purchased. So, for me anyway, this is stuff I believe in enough to actually go out and buy, and I use. Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Having it with my family, except for my one child who went with my sister.
Sent him to Dallas.
Sent him, yes.
As punishment.
Yep. So it's just the four of us and my parents.
That's weird. Is Huck going to miss not being home for Thanksgiving?
He'll be with your sister. Probably not. Like, he doesn't get to spend a lot. You know, he didn't even travel alone in the womb, so.
That's true. He's a twin.
He likes to have yeah. some time.
A little alone time is good for twins. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And I also will be having dinner with my family. I look forward to a lovely Thanksgiving and seeing you all next week on iOS Today. See you then. Bye-bye. Oh, turkey hat. Flying through the air. See, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.